This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Sometimes you got to remind him this is fun and it's not something that you're just doing because you're getting paid to do it.
Oh my goodness.
Intergalactic.
Oh, wow.
It was
intergalactic. We were the Beastie Boys.
I became the Beastie Boys for a second.
That was super cool.
That was so beautiful.
Did everybody hear that? It was a great
experience.
What a treat that was. And with an engineer in the room to hear it live.
Yeah, that's true. Actually,
if we had tried to explain that after the fact, Grody just sounded like a robot for 2 seconds, they would never believe it.
It's okay. You guys do the show high, right?
Hey, do you guys remember when Robot Brad Biggs was on the morning show? And they're like,
Morning boys. Yeah. Morning boys, what's going on? Morning boys, what's going on?
You are the man with the story, Brad Biggs.
What have ye today?
What have you? How will ye handle the combine?
Why don't we talk about the real issue here? Robots!
Robots are everywhere.
Mr. Roboto.
We asked for it and we got it.
Thank you very much, Mr. Roboto, for helping me with
Now, professionals, though, so we can. Oh,
there we go. It's gone now.
That is unbelievable.
We asked the engineers if they could add a vocoder to your microphone settings. Like, how sweet would that
be? Do you believe in all my belief?
People of Gotham.
Speak of the devil, and he shall appear.
People of Gotham.
And that's gone now.
Damn it.
As a senior citizen, you're probably aware of the threat robots pose. Robots are everywhere, and they eat old people's medicine for fuel. And when they grab you with those metal claws, you can't break free, because they're made of metal, and robots are strong.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Oh my God, what a wonderful moment it was yesterday when we had access to robot voices nearly on demand. Just incredible. But that moment of nakedness when it just slips away and our complete lack of professionalism was shown. Let's just assume that that lack of professionalism has been shown multiple times today.
You're wrong, Spiegel. I thought that we were actually at our finest in that moment, that we had to be more professional than ever to play through it, take something that was not good, and make something good out of it, good enough to beat a Tanny's Open, which is saying something.
Well, let me tell you what was not good. And that was Matt Eberflus's game management from last year. Thank you, everybody. Good night. That's how you do a segue into business.
I'll second that. I'll second that. Yep.
Right?
I'm always here to second something.
So as we got a final list of Ben Johnson's coaching staff today, the Bears put out the press release. If you're if you're like me, you once signed up for Bears notifications via their app. And now you've decided you don't want those notifications, and you seem to have checked all the boxes that say notifications, and yet they still come. That's what's happening to me. So clearly I'm doing something wrong. I still get Bears push notifications from their app. If anybody else has that experience, feel free to share with the class how you ended up stopping it, other than, of course, deleting the app itself.
Yeah, I was going to say that
might be where I'm headed.
Probably would work, yes.
But anyway, 29 coaches on Ben Johnson's staff. That's a lot of men to have on his staff.
Quantity.
I think they're all men. Let me go back and look here. Yeah, 29. What happened to the coaching staffs of my day, Grody, of your day?
Mm-hmm.
When you'd have like 8 people, maybe
that's
6.
That's right. There weren't quarterback coaches and assistant line coaches. Come on, give me a break. There was a guy running the offense. There was a guy running the defense. And maybe special teams.
Maybe. But anyway, 29 is the number. And there's
is here, by the way. HT
is here.
He's back.
How many are retained? How many coaches would you guess have been retained by Ben Johnson from Matt Eberflus' staff of the 29?
I'm going to say 2.
It's 10.
Really? Really?
It's a much larger number than I thought.
Okay.
Jim Dre, the tight end coach.
Oh, yeah, Jim Dre. He's back. What up, Dre?
Robbie Picazzo, the offensive assistant. He's an artist.
I did not know, but he is. I did not know Bob Picazzo. Honestly, I did not, never heard his name.
Robbie Picazzo has never been called an a-hole.
Okay.
Kevin Cock or Cook.
Is it Kofi Coburn?
It's. It might be Koch. K-O-C.
Okay. Mayor,
K-O-C-H.
The mayor, like Ed Koch.
Kevin Koch,
what
linebacker
happened?
Coach.
I lost your video there. Did you? Are you in disgrace? Spiegel?
Oh yeah, no.
Right, you're right.
I am in disgrace.
Did you have to take action, Tanny?
No.
Oh, okay. You did.
No,
oh,
it's all right.
I didn't have to, but if Mitch hadn't been here for the last 20 years, then we had a different PD. Maybe they'd be a little bit more lenient.
Right. Mitch
might have
dumped it.
Using an iPad for video feed, and that has just died. That battery is just
okay,
died.
That's all right. No, that's cool.
So, if you can handle
the last thing on the Mitch isms list, when in doubt, dump it out. And there was there was a little doubt there.
I feel you
did dump that out. That's good.
Yeah.
I think that's probably
good. So where does that leave us?
Yeah. Kenny Norton III, the defensive assistant. That is the third generation Norton
in
the athletic
universe.
His
dad was a boxer. A lot of people don't know that.
His dad was a linebacker. And his dad
was a boxer, right, with the Cowboys. Yes.
He was
a badass, too, for a while.
Right. Yeah. So Richard Hightower, as you mentioned. Anthony Blevins, an assistant under Richard Hightower.
Oh, Blevy.
Chavis Cook, the manager of coaching opportunities. Chavis Cook.
Wow, that's a guy you want to be around, though, right? Oh, he's got opportunities, so
well,
be around
speaks.
Him.
Yeah. When has OPS as an abbreviation ever stood for opportunities when you're
it's
talking about
call.
Coaches?
Yeah, it's
maybe it's
call.
Ops and operations.
Operations. Yeah.
Opportunities, dude.
Dump it.
Senior director of coaching opportunities?
Hey, look, I just lost my video and I called a guy named Koch the wrong name.
Hey, coaches, we got these opportunities for you this week. So if you want to go out to the park, we're going to be having a flag tag over there.
Yeah,
and
right, yeah. There's hamburgers. If anybody wants that, that's an opportunity.
Your opportunities, coach.
Yeah.
Come on,
manager
dude.
Of coaching operations.
You're
thank you.
Better than that, man.
No, not really.
No.
Pierre Ingo, NGO. Pierre Ingo,
okay.
Strength coach.
Don't know that name either.
Noble Landry, strength coach named Noble Landry,
strong.
Has stuck around.
Okay.
And then there's this name, Harrison Freed, director of research and analysis. And that is a key point that we want to talk about, is the fact that Harrison Freed has been retained, the director of research and analysis. Because we learned before last year that guy, he's a Ryan Poles hire. At the time that Matt Eberflus was also hired, but his newest job last season was to be on the headset with Matt Eberflus during the course of games. It was a new game day activity for this particular coach, advising Matt Eberflus on game management. We knew that he was doing research on that and a part of things and the coaching staff as a Ryan Poles hire, but his new assignment last year was to be on headset for game management. And Mark Grody, I ask you, if they're keeping Harry Fried, who's in charge of game management, then maybe his advice to Matt Eberflus on the headset that others heard wasn't as bad as the actions of Matt Eberflus during those games. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that's what it says to me, that if Harry Fried, if he survives all of this, that means that clearly Matt Eberflus in the, whether it was the Indianapolis game, whether it was the Washington game, whether it was the Detroit game on Thanksgiving Day, there had to have been some conflict. Well, the advice was probably good, and Matt Eberflus was using his gut instead of the advice that he got. So, I mean, this is a, you know, I know that Matt Eberflus liked him, but he is, from my understanding, he is a Ryan Poles guy. So Poles, even if Fried made mistakes, I'm sure that Poles went to bat for him in this case.
All right. So yeah, Mark Grody, you're the one who's connected to the Bears, and I talked a lot in setting all of that up. So you tell us more. You know of this particular coach as a Ryan Poles hire. So, like, what kind of stuff was he doing, I wonder, before the game day management stuff got added to his play?
That has not really been made super specific, like what exactly he was doing. And he is not, just so people know, he is not one of the coaches that we got to talk to ever. You know, they would let us speak to the assistants like a couple times a month, like the, mm-hmm. you know, the O-line coach, D-line coach, and all of that. But no, he was not somebody that we spoke to very often. But to simplify it for everybody, like, we're always asking, who's the guy in Flus's ear? Who's the guy in his ear, like, doing the analytics and the math? And should we go field goal, go for it on fourth down, whatever the case may be? That is a big part of what Harrison Fried does. And that's why it became interesting that he is back, because that just means that it was even worse than we thought with Matt Eberflus being the head coach of the Chicago Bears.
So, and here's why it resonates with me. Because when I picture Matt Eberflus and horrific game management, Lord knows there is a lot of stuff and a lot of specific games that we can think about, right? But I'm forever going to think about, visually, the look on his face on Thanksgiving Day as that clock crept lower and lower and lower, and he didn't change what their plan was.
Gotta go. Yes.
Their plan was, no, we're going to get up there and we're going to call a play and try to run a play and then use the timeout, right?
Yes.
It's like, and he realized,
this is game.
So those moments there, when he didn't have the wherewithal, Groats, to change the plan and just do what you got to do and call a freaking timeout and then reset and regroup. If Harry Fried as a coach is in his ear, what I'm saying is, this makes me think that Harry Fried might have been saying, call a timeout. And Matt Eberflus is the one who froze and panicked and didn't do anything and let the game fritter away.
Right, exactly. And then, you know, like I said, Indianapolis, Washington, but Washington was less analytics driven than, look, it's pretty obvious, duh, what you should be doing at this point in the game and taking a timeout and getting everybody reassembled. So that's a slightly different case. But you're right, Spiegel. That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what I connected. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious at this point. I mean, that's a huge indictment on Matt Eberflus. It doesn't feel good, because I feel like at this point we're just piling on, and Matt Eberflus is in a place now where he sounds right. Like, it's actually, like, being a defensive coordinator is so befitting, because the words that he uses, the tone with which he speaks, the Flusisms, they all resonate a lot more when you're the defensive coordinator than when you are the head coach of an NFL team.
Well, I need to hear it, and I think we should subject our listeners to, at least, maybe this is the last time. But
this is game.
Hey, man.
I'm sorry.
Look,
I'm sorry.
The Flus will return, you know.
Well, I mean, he's the defensive coordinator in Dallas, so that means every game week on Thursdays or whenever they do it down there in Dallas, Matt Eberflus will be available to the media, and he'll sound like this. Tanny, what's this from? Is this...
From yesterday, it was just a little casual hang outside. It's funny, if you go watch it on YouTube, he's outside of a room that just is LB. So I don't know if it's a linebacker's room. So it's just funny to think LB. Of Flus just loving hanging out by the linebacker's room.
Oh, yeah, that's where I want to hang out. Reading keys. This is where we read keys, right in here.
You know, it's so funny because, like, I've talked about this a million times about how ridiculous Hard Knocks was this year because they tried so hard to portray Matt Eberflus as this well-rounded coach, having Caleb Williams in the tape room with him to make him look like he's really got some sort of concept, and then it all just sort of broke down as the season went on.
It's a source of tension in my house because my wife. While we were watching that, was like, this guy seems dumb. This is not a good leader. This is not, and she's like all
over it.
She saw through it. Totally saw through it. Wow. And me, I was just enjoying the TV show. And she's like, and as the season progressed and he got worse and worse, she was like, you need to listen to me more. When am I coming on the show? You need to listen to me more. you were dead wrong on that.
Yeah. I agree with you.
So anyway.
Always listen to her more.
Let's hear the Flus in Dallas as the defensive coordinator.
Yeah, I think when you go through experiences, when I first became a coordinator at the Colts and then, becoming the head coach of the Chicago Bears, I think you learn a lot, right? You want to learn and grow from every experience and impart that wisdom onto the next crew, and that's what we're going to do here. So it's you learn a bunch of things that are different and things that you grow from, and it's important to do that.
As a former head coach, how do you help Brian, as a first-year head coach?
Yeah, again, the first couple of meetings I had with him, I said, I'm here for you. I want to really just do a good job of bouncing ideas off of me, experiences that I had, and working together, to be able to utilize me, because I do have the experience of being a head coach for him, and to make his job easier. I do that every single year, reflecting of what you could do better, on everything, and it's important that you do that. You look at what we did well and what you could improve, and not only from last year, but even from the beginning, how you hired your initial staff, from A to Z, really, from that. So it's always growing and improving every single year.
What do you think?
Nope. Doesn't sound any better to me. I'm sorry. I know your whole conceit for this was like, he always sounds better because he's a DC. No, it still sounds like a guy I don't want to listen to.
It still sounds like
a coach I won't follow and a coach I don't trust players to follow.
Just wait until he starts opening up about the hits principle to the Dallas Cowboys because they were not, I know he was their linebackers coach once upon a time, but that's a long time ago. So hits principle is coming soon. No, it's just like, and I actually felt bad hearing his voice right there because he sounds a little down. Actually,
he sounds beaten down. He really does.
Yeah, in that cut, and I do understand that we've gone through this drill before. Bears coach is getting fired, somewhere else.
Listen to what he's talking about. Is like he knows that part of his life is over and is going to be considered a failure forever.
Well, yeah, and look, there's a parallel going on here because the Bears' new defensive coordinator is Dennis Allen, who also has to go down as a failed head coach. Rod Marinelli was a very successful defensive coordinator with the Bears' D-line coach, an atrocious head coach, the 0-16 season. So guys can reclaim their careers, and this is a crucial moment, quite honestly, we're being serious about Eberflus. This is crucial for him, to be successful as a defensive coordinator now with Dallas, because if he's not, then he's in no man's land.
You're absolutely right. I mean, look around. Like, how many former head coaches are now the defensive coordinators for offensive-minded head coaches? I mean, around the league, it is all over the place. It happens all the time, and I'm sure every one of them at their hiring this year, whether it's Robert Saleh, or wherever it is, every one of them at their hiring has had to field the question, as Dennis Allen did: how are you going to do when, how can you help the new head coach? Like, well, you know, I want to be good at having him bounce stuff off me. I'm here for him. You know what I mean? Like, they all have to live that. And it's got to be, of course, genuinely emasculating on some level, if you let it be so. If you let it be
you
so.
You mean the idea of going from being the head honcho to now being a subordinate again?
And just knowing that you may have hit your ceiling. That you may have hit your ceiling. And you got to reclaim it, because it's a hell of a great life. You still want to be in the NFL, still want to be making real coordinator money. You got another 10, 15, 20 years of being able to do this,
right?
Possibly. You know, you're not going to give up on it.
It's a pretty sweet place to be, though. So, like, if you can pull that off, I mean, it's obviously a multi-million dollar gigs too, or in many cases. You know, there's a couple of other coaches on this list that the Bears have that I'm very interested in, beyond maybe some of the guys that we've talked about. Bieniemy, like Eric Bieniemy, is that one's going to be interesting. Just to hear what he has to say during the season and being the running back. So he's like a guy who's, you talk about a dude whose star has fallen. Yeah. Eric Bieniemy goes from threatening to become a head coach in the league and being under Andy Reid to all of a sudden, quite frankly, being backseated, being demoted to running backs coach. You know, that was the position that he played, obviously, but it was much bigger stuff. So he's trying to reclaim his own career, but I just wonder how he will be this year with us.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. And is there another one that jumped out at you?
I guess maybe the two other guys real quick. Antoine Randall L.
Yes,
just because of what he did with the receivers in Detroit and because he's from here. So that's going to be interesting. And then I always am interested in what the quarterback's coach role will be with these young quarterbacks that I've covered with the Bears. That is JT Barrett.
Yes.
How much say will they be best buddies, or does Ben Johnson usurp so much of this stuff that we traditionally have attached to Bears quarterbacks, at least in the last 10 years?
Yeah, that dynamic is going to be fascinating to watch, because remember, both those guys, Randall L. and Barrett, come from Detroit. I'm sure Ben Johnson has a very specific idea of how, what I suspect will be the mix of voices, him and JT Barrett.
Yes.
I think Ben Johnson and JT Barrett will be the two voices that Caleb deals with the most, and I look forward to learning how that dynamic goes.
And
he's
then,
Mark Grody.
Yeah, sorry, Spiegel.
I'm Matt Spiegel. You're good. It's the Spiegel and Holmes show on 670 The Score. I only got two more chances to hit a break time right. I'm really committed.
Shane will be pleased.
That's the goal, baby. Let's please everybody on a Thursday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Let's please you, the Bears fan who wants to get more information about the number one target in free agency. You'll learn more next on The Score.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear.
getting married, don't rent some random suit. At Nix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nix Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.